This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G with Lindsay Reardon and Colin Doan from Community on Tap. How are you guys today?
Hi, Ray G. We're doing well.
Hey, Ray G. We're doing well.
Good. So tell me a little bit about Community on Tap. What's your mission? How did you guys get started? I want to hear all about it.
Sure. So we were founded back in the fall of 2019. Four of us friends. We were in our late 20s. We had busy schedules, but we really wanted to give back to the community and volunteer. So we started this not-for-profit called Community on Tap. Our mission is pretty simple. It's to increase volunteerism and community service among mostly young professionals in the Rochester area, and just to give back to the Rochester community. And we do this in a couple ways. The first way is that we make volunteering really easy. We coordinate with all the organizations that we volunteer with. We schedule the volunteer events. We post them online. So all the volunteers have to do is, find it, click, and sign up, and then show up.
And how do they find those events that you guys post?
Oh, sure. So we actually have an email, a listserv that we send out to everybody who signed up before. But the easiest way is just to find us on Instagram and Facebook. Those are our two social media accounts. And we post all our events on there, and that's how you sign up. We kind of do it through Eventbrite.
Awesome.
So you just click and sign up. Yeah. And then after each event, we have a social component. We meet out at a local bar or restaurant. We have drinks, kind of socialize, network, kind of celebrate the our volunteerism that we just did. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds awesome. And now, you guys said that you just meet out at bars after. So I want to know, how has COVID impacted how you do your business?
Yeah, I think twofold. Well, one being we were really on a roll, and then we struggled to even find places to volunteer. A lot of the organizations that we had worked with in the past are just limiting even having volunteers in, or they maybe have the same people every week that they typically have. So that's been one challenge. And then to your point, kind of that social piece. We've been able to do it. We've done outdoor space. And then we just kind of stopped the social component in the winter, right? So if people weren't comfortable going somewhere with a mask, then they just didn't come. But sometimes we had a small group of people who were okay with doing that.
I bet you're glad that this weather is getting nicer here.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect for us.
Yeah.
Plenty of bars around Rochester that have great outdoor spaces. So.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I'm actually new here, so I'd like to know about those.
we'll give you a list.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I would like to know, what are some examples of Community on Tap giving back to the community?
Sure. So we have volunteered with a number of not-for-profits around the area. Food Link was actually our first one. Ronald McDonald House. We made breakfast for the families that were staying at the Ronald McDonald House in the morning. An interesting one was the Ganondagon State Historic Site. They had Native American Winter Games. We had a big group that, they cooked breakfast. They volunteered in the, they were giving lessons to do boondoggle for children, raffles, things like that. All our volunteers helped out with that. Mount Hope Cemetery, we did kind of a spring cleanup. The fan favorite, and we're hoping to get linked up again with them in June, was this organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. They build beds for children in Rochester who don't have them, who are just sleeping on the floor, sleeping on a couch. It's very sad, but it's a great experience because, you're working with your hands, and at the end of the day, you see something tangible that you that's going to help benefit somebody's lives in Rochester. So it's like it's a direct tangible thing you can see at the end of the volunteer event, and it's benefiting people right here in Rochester, children right here in Rochester. So really great. And then some other ones were Southwood Food Program. Sorry, they put together food baskets for families in Rochester who need those. Toys for Tots. We help pack toys during Christmas time. And then Rochester Greenovation was the most recent one we did. Their mission is to keep things out of the landfill. So they have a kind of a store over on East Main Street, and we help organize things there and sort through clothes, donated items, and things like that. So those are just a few examples of the places we've helped out.
It's great. I love that you guys are so local and you really try to keep Rochester beautiful. It sounds like you guys have a real sense of accomplishment whenever you finish one of your events.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the cool things for us is, so like you, I was new to Rochester about a year and a half ago. We started this shortly after. A lot of these organizations I had never heard of, and then even people who live in Rochester had never heard of. So it's kind of educated us in that way. While we go out and seek places to volunteer, we're like, oh, we never heard of them, and we didn't know they did this. So that's been really cool, too.
Awesome. How did you guys come up with the name Community on Tap?
So, a little history behind that. So, Lindsay lived down in Baltimore for a couple of years, and there was a similar organization in Baltimore. Their name was different, though. It was Volunteering Untapped, I believe.
Very similar.
But the same idea. And she had volunteered with that organization down in Baltimore and was told myself and a couple of our friends up here about it, and we were like, we should really start something like that. We should do that. And then she actually moved up here. And we're like, you know, now's a great time to start that. So we brainstorming name ideas and, you know, community on tap. It's, you know, we have the aspect of, you know, we go out to drink afterwards. That's the on tap.
It's the taps, then, like draft beer.
Community.
I love that. Okay. You guys are like a total grassroots organization, which is so cool.
Yes, we are. We really are. And we're still getting off the ground. So.
Oh, for sure. Well, it sounds like you guys have done a great job already.
Yeah, I think so. Again, pre-COVID, I mean, we had something lined up every month. And when we kind of started it a year and a half ago, maybe didn't expect that we would be able to come up with something. But I think the cool thing is, one, we've had an event every month. But a lot of times, we even get more volunteers that sign up than our venue can even take. So as we expand, we're kind of hoping to maybe potentially do something where we have a set of volunteers go one place and then a set of volunteers go the next, just because we've got a lot of people that are willing and able to help out.
Oh, that's great.
For them to do.
That's great. That's great. I love that. I know we touched on the pandemic, but what other difficulties have you guys ran into as a startup nonprofit?
Sure. So our main difficulty was just scheduling with other organizations. There are a lot in Rochester. One of the pieces that I kind of missed earlier on is we try to schedule it on a Saturday once a month. That is part of the simplicity of it. We make it easy for people to, they know when the events are, it's going to be on a Saturday once a month. And sometimes that's hard for organizations that do things during the week. And then just organizations that have a job for our volunteers, because we really, we're best at manual labor type things, like building, painting, cleaning, sorting, those type of things. So just finding organizations where we can help out, and an organization that needs, you know, 20 volunteers on a Saturday to do something. So that was one of our struggles. And then on top of that, just fundraising. We've been struggling to kind of come up with ideas for to raise money. And we don't, you know, we're not trying to raise a lot of money, but we'd like T-shirts for our volunteers. We would like to have money if we want to, you know, volunteer at a community garden to plant flowers. We would like to be able to buy the bulbs to, you know, plant the flowers. Or if we want to have a gift wrapping event around the holidays, we would like to be able to buy the toys or, you know, whatever we're wrapping to donate.
Definitely.
We don't have a membership, so to speak. We don't have an endowment or anything like that. Like I said, we're just four friends that kind of started this. So that's been our priority kind of now, is to find fundraising options and kind of a roster of partner not-for-profits in the community that we can partner with, so we have something on the schedule each month.
Do you guys have any events coming up that could help with fundraising or need volunteers or anything?
Yes, we actually do. So we're scheduled in May 8th, Saturday morning. We're actually going to go back and help out at Mount Hope Cemetery. I don't know if you've been through there yet. Worth a walk. A lot of history in that cemetery. And it's so large that basically the cleanup process to keep it looking nice goes all year round. So they kind of have a set of dedicated volunteers that do that every weekend. But we banged out a huge area last year, and we made about 20 of us. So
we're
going to help them get ahead.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've been told I need to visit Mount Hope.
Yeah, I know it sounds creepy to like walk around a cemetery, but it's actually really pretty. And again, there's really some historical people buried there, so it's worth a trip.
Definitely. So I know you guys said that you guys work best with manual labor. Do your volunteers need to have those skills, or do you teach those?
I would say, you know, nothing is really required skill beforehand. So I'll give an example. When we built the beds for Sleep and Heavily in Peace, which that'll actually be our June event, we'll partner with them. We showed up they actually, I can't take credit for this, but they had stations all set up for different sections of the bed, and they trained us on the job. I had never used a sander. I never used a drill.
Sure.
But they had people there to help do that. So our volunteers really didn't need to worry about it. And they had fun, and they learned some new skills in the process.
That's great. I think that's all you can ask for sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys have anything that you're looking forward to now that it feels like we're moving towards a little bit more normalcy?
Just looking forward to, you know, getting more volunteers and followers kind of following us so they know about us. That's going to be big as the weather gets nicer and we can actually get back on a roll here. Looking forward into the future, just being able to expand and get bigger. You know, the more organizations that we partner with, the more more ways we can benefit the community. And then the more volunteers we get, also the more ways we can benefit the community. So we're just trying to look to expand. I mean, this is like a couple years in the future, but we would love to be able to, you know, open up chapters in Syracuse, Buffalo, Albany, some of the other larger upstate cities in New York.
Definitely.
That's
awesome. If anyone's just tuning in, this is Rochester Speaks. I'm speaking with Lindsay Reardon and Colin Doan. They are co-founders of Community on Tap, which do a lot of good right here in Rochester. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add?
Thank you. Thanks for having us. I guess we would love for anyone that's interested in helping to reach out. So we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page. You can search for Community on Tap Rochester. And then we also have an email address, communityontap@gmail.com. Colin, do you want to add anything?
Just echo what Lindsay said. We would love to have more volunteers sign up. So just give us a follow and keep an eye out for us.
If you're looking to get involved in the community, you heard it from them, hit them up at Community on Tap on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate having the chance to talk to you and seeing what you guys are all about.
Thank you. Thanks for giving us an outlet to kind of get the word out a little bit further. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Reggie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.